Voluntary conservation farming practices are measurably decreasing nutrient pollution in the Mississippi River Basin, and this is good news. From the Midwest all the way down the Mississippi River into the Gulf of Mexico. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Nick Jansen reports, the Indiana trend in conservation is reducing the pollution that creates harmful algae blooms in the Gulf's dead zone.
You're hearing the sound of a dolphin in the Gulf of Mexico pushing air through its blowhole. It's from a video made by the Indianapolis Zoo for their dolphin exhibit. In the video, viewers see the connection between farms in Indiana, the dolphins, and the dead zone. That's an area where marine life can't live because there's not enough oxygen in the water. So how do we get from Indiana all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico? Rain. Rain and rivers and swamps. In Posey County, by the Wabash River,
you can see the cypress coming in here now.
Brad Smith is leading me through a cypress forest.
These types of cypress stands are almost entirely gone now.
But the Twin Swamps Nature Reserve can boast a lot of them. Tall gray trunks rising out of the wetland with feathery leaves, and parts of their root base, called knees, poke out of the water. Smith is the guy who finds farmers in this area, the Wabash's floodplain, who want to transition parts of their farms back to wetland. It's part of the Wetland Reserve Enhancement Program.
You can see poison ivy really likes it out here, too.
A lot of farmers want to do this because the federal government will pay them. Farmers obviously make money farming the land.
I'm not sure how much we sway people to do something that would be counter to their immediate interest of making a living.
So you have to pay them not to farm it. Smith works for the Nature Conservancy, which, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, funds the program.
Typically where we see these programs being effective are on more marginal farmland, where they might be getting flooded out 3 out of every 5 years.
And once it's not being farmed at all, it converts back to wetland. Smith says this habitat is critical for reducing the amount of nutrients in water, things like nitrogen and phosphorus, things that crops and vegetables need to grow and stay healthy, but become an environmental hazard when they wash into streams. That's called nutrient runoff. Wetland plants, like cypress trees, love these nutrients. They soak them right up.
The water gets cleaned when it's out on those floodplains.
Nutrient runoff isn't a huge problem in Indiana because the nutrients don't stay here. They move away with the water. When they settle, like in Lake Erie, that's when they become a problem because algae love to eat them too, and algae blooms can be toxic to plants, fish, even humans. One of the biggest places this is a problem is way down the Mississippi River in the Gulf of Mexico, where these algae decompose and form a dead zone. It's a swath of water almost the size of New Hampshire without any oxygen. Slower fish and plants die in there, and faster animals like dolphins swim away. Indiana contributes about 11% of all the nutrient runoff that causes this dead zone. That's a significant amount, and that's why the Indianapolis Zoo has a video about it. But with this move toward more conservation practices on Indiana farms, more nitrogen has been absorbed in more floodplains, and less of it is flowing south.
Yes, it's reduced the nitrogen losses by 34%.
Lee Norfleet is a scientist for the USDA, and they just did a study on all the voluntary conservation practices in the Mississippi River Basin, practices like Smith's wetland program. It studies specifically the effect these programs have on nutrient reduction and looks at the impact that has on hypoxia, which is just a fancy word for low oxygen.
And so reducing those losses has been found to be paramount to addressing the hypoxia issues, which are causing significant fisheries and water quality issues in the Gulf.
The study used the USDA's most recent farmer survey data from 2003 to 2006. Norfleet says the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that if we reduce nitrogen losses by about half more, to around 50%, we'd be close to preventing the dead zone in the Gulf.
You know, we're in this world together.
That's Judy Palermo, the public relations manager for the Indianapolis Zoo, talking about the dead zone video in their dolphin exhibit.
You can see a real connection between the farmer who lives off the land and the fisherman who lives off the ocean.
And she says the video's done a good job of explaining that connection.
The choices we make up here in Indiana, even though we're landlocked, it does make a difference in the Gulf and for wild animals.
Norfleet says the next step is helping farmers better determine which parts of their land are most productive and which parts might be good candidates for programs like the one Brad Smith runs. Norfleet says doing that could significantly lessen the environmental impacts of producing food. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.